Hi, this is Brian French, and welcome to the Marketing Freak Show. If you're new to our radio show, you can scroll through other episodes by looking at the browser that you're listening to this broadcast on and scrolling through other episodes to receive additional marketing tips. You're also welcome to give us a thumbs up and a like, become a follower, and please leave comments or questions in the box below. You can also drop me an email at brian@floridawebsitemarketing.com. Today's topic is avoiding magical marketing fairy dust. Now, what's amazing to me is the success that a lot of phony marketing has in today's world. You know, if you look at the way insurance is sold today, it's sold by lizards and ducks. And the simple reason is that people are not evaluating the substance of an offer, they're evaluating, you know, recognition and believing a repetitive story. Now, for most of us, that is not going to work because we don't have tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars to go through that brainwashing branding technique. And when we're buyers, nobody has the time, energy, and money to waste. So when we see an offer, we have to evaluate that offer on its merits and not according to a fairy tale. So let's get down to the five tips that we give people to avoid dealing with fairy tale type of offers. You know, the first tip is kind of like, remember the detective on Dragnet Friday? And he would always go out and interview witnesses. And his phrase was, just the facts, ma'am. So that's what I would suggest you use in your discovery process, is to cut through the BS and deal with facts of an issue. What are people going to do for you in a marketing campaign, and what are they not going to do? Is there any kind of assurance that they're going to achieve a goal, or, you know, is that just left blank? So you need to deal with the facts of the issue and ask really direct questions. The second thing is, when people give you an offer that you're considering using in your marketing campaign, ask for proof. Ask for evidence that is verifiable that you can check to make sure that this person is delivering on what the offer is. Okay? So there are so many offers out there that people make a claim and then don't have the data to support it. So ask for the data, ask for the track record, ask for the case studies, and even ask and have access to the people who recommended somebody. So that's one of the things that we do, is that we send people to our LinkedIn recommendations. So we have 19 recommendations on LinkedIn, and people are welcome to contact the people directly to verify that this is a recommendation and then we met the expectations and we delivered on our offer. The third thing is, compare apples to apples when you're doing an analysis. Okay? A lot of times, for many services, you could pay 3 to 5 times more for the same apple to apple opportunity and offer. But because you haven't really wrote down exactly what the offer is and what the terms are, the idea that every offer is different is not a good position to be in, because, again, it will lead you to overspend and not to create value. The fourth thing is, you have to recognize a good deal when you see it. Okay, so if somebody's making you an excellent offer, you have to realize that that's a great offer. Respect that. Okay, if somebody is going the extra mile, a lot of times when we create offers, I'll give a bonus. So if somebody becomes a client within a week or two, I'll go into extra innings and provide an extra service. And if people don't kind of respond to that, then that offer will kind of evaporate over a period of time, and most likely they won't see it again, because people, if they don't have the capability to understand a good deal when they see it, then they're really not a good buyer, and they need to kind of learn to become a better buyer before they become a client for some companies. So the fifth thing is really to act upon a good deal. So you've dealt with the facts, you've asked for proof, you've done a an apple-to-apple comparison as far as price and value. You've discovered a good deal when you see it, and then you act upon it. So if you take these simple 5 steps and put them into practice, your marketing spend will become way more efficient, way more productive. You'll have accountability, and you'll have people that you'll know and trust will deliver on what their offer is. This is Brian French with the Marketing Freak Show. If you found this discussion to be helpful, please leave some comments. Also, you can drop me an email at brian@floridawebsitemarketing.com. Thank you for listening and have a great day.